This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a plot twist on Elon Musk's bid to buy Twitter. The world's richest man tweeting this morning his highly publicized plan to purchase Twitter was temporarily on hold over a report of fake accounts on the social media platform. Same story, different day as gas prices continue to rise.
AAA reports the national average price for regular jumped 2 cents from Thursday to $4.43 a gallon. That's the highest price ever for the fourth day in a row. At $3.95 a gallon, Georgia has the lowest statewide average and is only one of three states below $4 per gallon. At the high end, California is now up to $5.87 a gallon, the most expensive in America.
Katie Lewis reporting from the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Folks in Minnesota are cleaning up after a storm brought dangerously strong winds to the Midwest and inflicted heavy damage in the state. Stevens County, Minnesota Sheriff Jason Dingham describes what he saw to Fox TV affiliate KMSP in Minneapolis.
I drove right into the middle of it, and it was hurricane force winds. It seemed to be straight line winds. I watched metal sheds being blown through fields. It was crazy.
Earlier this week, a storm-chasing meteorologist died in a crash that authorities say was caused by downed power lines on Interstate 90 in southwest Minnesota. California regulators are rejecting a billion-dollar plant that would turn ocean water to drinking water. Governor Gavin Newsom threw his support behind the $1.4 billion plant in Huntington Beach. It would have created drinking water for an estimated 400,000 people. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Missouri has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration for allegedly working with social media giants to suppress free speech. Missouri AG Eric Schmidt joins Fox Business to discuss the lawsuit.
We're taking on these two big corrupt institutions, big government and big tech, working together, and we want to expose it. We want to stop the lies. We want to stop the coordination and the collusion between big tech and big government in censoring speech and violating the First Amendment.
Schmidt adds the American people should be afraid that their government is working with some of the most powerful corporations in the world to silence their voice. Parents in the United States are struggling to find baby formula due to a major recall as well as supply chain issues. President Biden has been in talks with manufacturers and retailers hoping to ramp up supplies. These moms in Portland, Oregon say it's been a struggle for months to get formula.
I posted on Facebook. I have my dad looking at Walmart in Mexico. I have my friends and family looking online at their stores in California.
I've gone to four or five stores in a day looking for formula.
The Biden administration plans to monitor for possible price gouging. Two people are dead and three others injured following a shooting early Friday morning as crowds were leaving clubs and bars in Dallas. Police say two people are in custody and are being questioned. It's believed to have been an isolated incident with no known further threat to the public. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Spring is officially here, and Amazon Layaway is helping you get warm weather ready. With Amazon Layaway, you can reserve items by paying 20% of the price, followed by four equal payments over 8 weeks. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to shop everything from vacuums, kitchen appliances, and closet organizers to lawn equipment, grill accessories, and patio furniture. Amazon Layaway offers thousands of must-have home essentials from favorite brands like Black & Decker, Weber, and Craftsman. It's payment flexibility without credit checks, interest, or cancellation fees. Simply reserve your items by choosing the Reserve with Layaway label near the product name to place your layaway order and begin payments. Once payments are complete, items will ship with the speed and convenience of Amazon that you know and love. Amazon Layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. John Fleetwood joins us now. John is the managing editor for American Faith. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Pleasure to be here. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you. Elon Musk, breaking news here, says, look, at, I want to make sure what I am buying, that I'm getting the whole enchilada, not a compromised piece, especially when you consider $44 billion. He's beholden to, you know, some people that he's borrowing money from to make sure that he gets the whole car and that none of the tires are missing, right, so to speak.
Yeah, Bill, geez, you and your team are on it, man. I mean, that's the breaking news this morning, is that Musk says that the Twitter deal is on hold. Musk made the announcement in a Twitter post weeks after agreeing to buy a social media platform for $44 billion. So apparently, he tweeted, he said this. This is a quote. Twitter deal temporarily on hold, pending details supporting calculation that spam/fake accounts do indeed represent less than 5% of users. So he's worried that spam accounts, these fake accounts on Twitter are going to account for more than 5% of that amount. So he wants to make sure that it's 5% or less. Now, here's what else is breaking, too. I just saw this in the New York Post, is that Musk says a candidate for the 2024 election has to be less divisive than Trump. So now we've got Musk, because remember, the Twitter thing, he also said that, you know, he's still committed to the deal. So it looks like the deal's still going. This is just some negotiation. But I think the really big news about Musk this morning is that now he's saying that he's saying don't vote for Trump, essentially.
Yeah,
we need
right.
somebody less divisive. And, I mean, in my opinion, Bill, and I think you'd agree, but I'd love to hear your take on this because this is breaking right now, and you've always got great analysis on this stuff, is – I want somebody who's divisive. And then people go, well, you know, John, you're a Christian. Don't you want somebody who's just always nice all the time? And, well, you know, being a meek Christian doesn't mean you get stepped on all the time. Unfortunately.
Like Jesus was perceived to be nice, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was calling people broods of vipers, whitewashed tombs. He's flipping over tables. That doesn't mean, you know, we should go around doing those things, but it just means we need to understand the Bible in context. I mean, he wasn't meek to sin. I mean, he right. went to the cross and he conquered sin and death. So Jesus was a conqueror, you know? He didn't turn the other cheek to sin. So we have to have some balance here on what it really means to be a Christian. Unfortunately, there's just too many passive Christians today. And frankly, in my opinion, Bill, that's how we've gotten into the situation.
No question.
Politically.
No question.
The church
can't check out. Barna has proved this time and time again with their research. The church has been sitting on their hands. 50% of the church, believe it or not, will only register to vote. And of that 50%, according to Craig Huey, will actually vote. I mean, here we are. We have been the moral compass, the conscience of this democratic republic for which we stand. I mean, these are Christian principles, and you take us out of the picture. You take God out of the picture, take us out of the picture, and you've got the America that you have today. So anybody that wants to return America back to its founding is going to be perceived as being divisive by those that, like Colonel Benjamin, you know, his name came up this morning right. with Dr. Paul Kengor. Remember, he pitched a fit because he wasn't getting his way in Ukraine. Well, last time I checked, he was not, Colonel Benjamin was not on the ballot, was he? I think when I looked in the ballot, it was Donald Trump's name that was on the ballot.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So,
go ahead.
Well, all I'm saying here is a lead up and foundation here to your question is that look at we choose a leader to that casts a vision. Okay, the president of the United States, 45 before he was elected, said, "Look, we got problems at the border that needs to be addressed."
Oh, yeah.
The Democrats they flat out ignored it. He said, "Look, we have got to re-embrace our resources that we have here in our country. We've got to be energy independent." Okay, we have got to fortify our relationship with Israel in the Middle East. He brought leadership to the table that Barack Obama and Joe Biden had abandoned. I mean, in their delusion, and I say this clearly, and even to the talking heads of the Democrats, they wanted to sell us a bunch of goods in thinking that we were nationally secure. We were not. We were nationally vulnerable. What was that happening? We were being elite captured. Hillary Clinton had sold us out to the Russians and all the mess in Benghazi and everything else that she was involved with. And then you got Joe Biden with his side hustle that he's doing all under the Barack Obama administration. And my question is, as I asked Roy Murdoch, I go, you're going to tell me that some of that money, I mean, we're talking millions of dollars. You're going to tell me some of that money didn't trickle up to Barack Obama?
That's right. I mean, and when you're comparing Obama to Trump, I mean, who's more divisive? I mean, Obama, I don't think race relations are better after Obama.
They were worse.
They got much, much worse. Plus, I mean, think you're mentioning like the Middle East. I think Obama did something like it was over 300 drone strikes. I mean, talk about divisive when Trump only did a couple. So it's really funny when they call somebody like Trump divisive when Obama, we were in all kinds of wars. And when Trump came in, we had no new wars. As soon as Biden gets in, you had, Israel and Palestine, hurling ballistics at one another. You had the Afghanistan pullout, and now you have us sending $40 billion to continue this war. And you know what? If I want somebody who's divisive. America's dying right now. We are dying. We're at $30 trillion in debt. We're now at over 100, as of 2021, we got over 100,000 drug overdoses. That was more from 2020. I remember this huge headline in the New York Times that broke the news that we knew in 2020 that we had hit 100,000 drug overdoses. Well, now we've surpassed that in 2021. And our southern border is a complete disaster. So we're dying right now. And when you're dying, I don't care if the doctor says some mean tweets. I want a doctor who's the best for the job. And that's what Trump is. He's the best for the job. And you know what, Bill? Donald Trump on his platform, Truth Social, he posted this. So if you think this isn't divisive, he went in and defined Trumpism. So what is Trumpism? Does this sound divisive to you? So this is a quote from Donald Trump. Trumpism, as some call it, America first, is very simple. Low taxes and regulations, the most powerful military. Tariffs and taxes on other countries who have taken advantage of the United States and which will make the U.S. rich and debt free. Again, he talks about protection of our Second Amendment. He talks about great health care. He talks about low energy prices through energy independence, parental power on school boards, life, strong borders and more. That's Trumpism. That's not divisive. That's what I want. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, and this is what we get to vote. For in along the way we got the midterms and of course 2024 coming up, but again it goes back to what I wrote about last year, John, that you're aware of. I asked everybody, I go, who told you to hate Trump? The people that wanted the power and control, and here we were under Donald Trump, we were winning. We were winning again. And so all of a sudden, I mean, it's like saying, oh, gosh, we keep winning with this quarterback. Let's get rid of the quarterback. Let's get rid of the coach, you know, because we got to lose again, you know. Let's bring in somebody who can't even complete a sentence. He doesn't even know how to call an audible. In the huddle or at the line of scrimmage, let's go ahead and use this guy who continues to fumble the ball, and somehow we're going to think that we're going to win a Super Bowl, right? I mean, this is just total idiocy. Right? We'll pick it up from there. We got to go to break. We've got more from John after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Listeners in India are hearing the gospel, some for the first time, and are so moved by the good news that they just have to share it. The Tide Ministry is so encouraged to receive letters from listeners who hear the message of Christ and are compelled to write to us about their encounters with Jesus. Like this Bengali listener who wrote, "I've come to know that Jesus Christ is the only God who can save me from my sins. I'm ready to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior." We are so thankful for these salvation stories, and we pray that those who have come to know Christ through our radio programs are also helping us in our mission to share the good news by telling their neighbors. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Can they independent we are, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. If you happen to be hearing us over the weekend, just kind of a heads up here. We air live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we have a network, a great partnership with a network that airs us across the country on a delayed basis, Saturday and Sunday. We welcome you to the show, but be advised that you may be hearing us on a delayed basis. And if you want to hear us live, you can go to my website, BillMartinezShow.com, pick us up live. We're in over 300 markets across the country, and we thank you for joining in and being a part of the solution. As John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith, has demonstrated and discussed so far, look at, America's on the line. I mean, really what it's down to is we've got to understand the battle that we're in. And we're in a serious battle for this very republic. It's either America or it's globalism. And you can put it under the guise of Marxism and socialism, and certainly that is the underpinning of this globalistic movement, but it is not America first. So if you want to preserve this democratic republic and pass it on to the next generation, there's no room for passivity. Passivity and casualness has got us to this point, and it's no longer a government of and for the people. It's a government of for by the elites. And they're happy for the control. They're happy for the power. And this is what's freaking them out, John Fleetwood, is the American people are waking up to the reality that they've been lied to, whether it has to do with Roe v. Wade, whether it has to do with voter fraud, whether it has to do with immigration, national security. I mean, the left continues to lie to the American people. And meanwhile, the left is astounded going, I can't understand why the Hispanics are leaving the Democratic Party. I can't understand why blacks are leaving the party. I mean, look at, we've given them all this money all these years. You know, I was talking with John Whitson on this one, John. This is incredible. And Bob Whitson.
Yeah.
And I said, Bob, you know, we've given, you know, for the war on poverty, people of color, almost $30 trillion of tax money. I mean, talk about reparations. I mean, you know, look at $30 trillion. That's a lot of money since 1964. I said, Bob, let me ask, where'd the money go? He goes, oh, Bill, you don't understand. I go, that's what I'm asking. I don't understand. Where did $30 trillion go? He goes, 70% of that money went to black bureaucrats. They're taking their cut off the line, and here they are sending crumbs to the people that the money was intended for. There's no wonder that we're not moving the needle on this war on poverty and why this is such a ruse, that it was all about buying votes. And guess what? People of color are figuring this out and saying, hey, look, it, we've gotten bupkis. This isn't working out. We just want to go out and have a fair chance to win and go out there and provide for our families and be successful. And the foundation of America First, the foundation of the U.S. Constitution, when it's operating on all eight cylinders, is the best form of government we could ever want.
That's right. And we got to stop putting all of our faith in government. We got to stop putting all of our faith in the mainstream media. They're obviously in it for the left. And we got to stop putting all of our faith in the, especially as Christians and conservatives. Mm-hmm. We talked about last week, Bill, that we get so happy as soon as we get one popular figure on our side. Like, here comes Elon Musk. He's going to save the day with Twitter, which is a good thing. But he's got some things that make it look like he might be compromised. And there's a reason why I think, Bill, he came out and said that Musk said that the candidate for 2024 can't be Trump. It needs to be somebody less divisive. In my analysis, he's doing that because Trump is a nationalist and he puts America first. And what Musk wants is a form of globalism, which he's called for. He's called for things like universal basic income. You know, he goes to these world government summits. He advocates for world government. All of his companies, we were just talking about in the break, all of his companies are owned by these globalist controlled Great Reset, World Economic Forum allied financial asset managers like BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street. I mean, all of them. Tesla is not just one. SpaceX, PayPal, SolarCity, OpenAI. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you follow his money. Follow his money and realize that he's got to be beholden. See, this is what makes Trump so unique. Trump is so uber wealthy that he could sacrifice 50% of his assets for what? you know, just so that he could have on his curriculum vitae that he was president of the United States. You know, I got to, you can look at it that way, but I also have to consider that maybe just out of the goodness of his heart, a patriot that wanted to do good for the American people, that felt that if anybody was going to be able to get this country back on track, it needed to be a force like him, somebody who was not beholden. He'd been around politics. He had politicians coming into his office begging for, you know, a check and a donation and all that. And he knew, he knows the game. And he, and I think in his own heart, he wanted to do what he could to clean it up. But the fact of the matter is that it's so corrupt and dirty, John, that the politicians couldn't stand for it.
Well, and look, you compare these two figures, like Elon Musk. Okay, all of his companies are owned by BlackRock, according to Harvard Business Review, because they're as shareholders, as the main shareholders, BlackRock has ultimate authority over those businesses, which means Elon Musk and his companies are beholden to BlackRock. Why is that a big deal? Because BlackRock's CEO Larry Fink, He said out loud that he's a globalist. He's proud of it, and he's on the board. He's on the board of the World Economic Forum, which is promoting, as you know, the Great Reset. You know, World Economic Forum predicts by 2030, you will own nothing, and you will be happy. I mean, it's this gaslighting, this sick psychopathic gaslighting, in my opinion. They also say that the U.S. won't be the world's leading superpower. So compare the two. You've got Musk, who's beholden to the Great Reset, promoting transhumanism. He wants to merge humans with technology and AI. He's compromised with China. He's done all these business dealings with China. And now compare that to Trump. And now this is from Reuters. Trump says being president cost him $2 billion to $5 billion. So Trump said that he lost money after being president. He didn't make money like Biden does, like Pelosi does, like Schumer does, like these rhinos do. They get into politics and they get enriched. Compare that to Trump, who lost billions going in. Like you said, Bill, he's in this because he actually loves America. He puts his money where his mouth is.
Exactly. And for that, he's worthy to be hated, John. But see, nobody, and for the most part, I mean, here we are. We're talking about it. You're writing about it. And we're a small percentage of the media that's out there. And this is why the people need to hear the truth. And as I said earlier, consistent with that commentary that I wrote last year saying, who told you to hate Trump? You have to ignore the truth to come to a conclusion that says that Trump is evil. When you look at a clear comparison between the Trump administration and Biden today, I mean, what Trump was able to do with all the resistance of the Democratic Party, two impeachment procedures and everything, all the great things policy-wise he did for our country, and here Joe Biden, without any kind of resistance whatsoever, I mean, by comparison, including the media that, indicted Trump, about 95% of the media reporting on Trump was negative. 95. That's purposeful. Yep. That's not by accident. That's by design. And here it is, Joe Biden, with all the support. And even with that, John, even all the support of the mainstream media, that's not enough. Now he's got to give us the disinformation board, right?
We have to stop thinking about the fight, politics in terms of left and right. We have to stop thinking about politics in terms of Democrats versus Republicans. That's gone. The Democrats are no longer the no war party. The Democrats are the ones trying to push $40 billion to Ukraine to fight this proxy war with Russia. What happened to make love not war? What happened to John F. Kennedy's version of Democrats, okay? And you're seeing the rhinos today, the Republicans in name only, the complete corporatist, elitist. They've become part of the left. So we have to
think
in terms of left, right. We think in terms of up, down. It's nationalists who love their brothers and sisters, who love their country, versus the globalist elite plutocracy pushing the World Economic Forum Great Reset. It's not left, right anymore. It's globalist versus nationalist.
Yeah, their vision is you will own nothing and be happy. Right, John?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, like it or not. John Fleetwood, he is the managing editor for American Faith. John, as always, appreciate the insight. You're awesome, pal.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436. 6:44:36.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a plot twist on Elon Musk's bid to buy Twitter. The world's richest man tweeting this morning his highly publicized plan to purchase Twitter was temporarily on hold over a report of fake accounts on the social media platform. Same story, different day as gas prices continue to rise.
AAA reports the national average price for regular jumped 2 cents from Thursday to $4.43 a gallon. That's the highest price ever for the fourth day in a row. At $3.95 a gallon, Georgia has the lowest statewide average and is only one of three states below $4 per gallon. At the high end, California is now up to $5.87 a gallon, the most expensive in America.
Katie Lewis reporting from the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to be joining up with my good friend Jeff Cruer. I always love this when we bring our shows together, his live show, our live show. Jeff is a native New Orleans. His award-winning program, Ringside Politics, airs nationally on Real America's Voice Network. You can go to americasvoice.news for more information. It airs weekdays at 7 a.m. Central Time from 7 to 11. And weekdays on WGSO 990 AM. And so he's a political columnist, as you may know, author of America's Last Chance, and provides regular commentaries on the Jeff Cruer YouTube channel. And so we'll join with him in just a moment to talk about his latest commentary about the real threat being the violent left wing that we're seeing on display. That's hard to be denied as you see what's going on and how they are doxing and, you know, and coming together in front of the houses of Supreme Court justices. And, of course, we've asked, where is, you know, where is the Chief Justice himself in leadership to speak out against this kind of intimidation? Because that's what this is. This is just raw. And oh, yeah, it's illegal, by the way, with what they're doing. So, like I said, here we are. We're joining Jeff Cruer right now. You can tell. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how goes it, Bill?
It goes
Friday.
Well.
So much going on.
Yeah, without a doubt. I was just sharing with our audience. Of course, I'm always bragging about you. I just so appreciate, Jeff, your insight and what you're doing on behalf of the American people. And it's always an honor to join up with you in this good fight that we've been called to enter into on behalf of the American people to get this country back on track.
Thank you, Bill. I mean, we're really fighting to save the country. I mean, it's being really stressed out in so many different ways under this administration. I mean, it is incredible the amount of crises that we're facing here, and it just keeps accumulating. So we got to do what we can, Bill, to energize the American people, inform them about what's going on, and give them some hope that we can maybe turn things around.
Exactly. Well, I think it starts, first of all, with admitting where you are. I think the American people realize they've been bamboozled, and more and more they're realizing that it's not their lying eyes. It is the truth that they're seeing. I don't know, Jeff, if you had a chance to see Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules yet.
I did. I did, and I enjoyed it, and I thought it was powerful. And you know what irked me, Bill, is that so many media outlets are not showing it, not talking about it, and acting as if it doesn't exist, when I think it gives great evidence that the election was stolen.
Yeah, exactly. This is the evidence that the American people have been waiting on, you know, for quite, you know, for quite a while. And this is clear evidence, the way this is presented, the amount of cumulative evidence that was garnered by True the Vote, which is available to the FBI and everybody involved with our country. But they are the ones that have followed up on it, and they show you clearly. And the reason they come down to 2,000 mules, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen this, is that they qualified the number, a mule being something like in the cartels, you know, somebody that carries illegal illegal product. It could be drugs. It could be human trafficking, whatever. Those were identified as a mule. But in this case, it happened to be illegal votes. And what they did is they qualified these 2,000 mules by they had to make five stops, at least five stops at nonprofits, okay, which is illegal for nonprofits to be involved right. with handling any kind of votes, number one. Number two, they had to go to at least 10 different drop boxes. So that's how they came up with the 2,000 mules, and they were focusing around, what was it, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia,
right.
and Arizona, right? Those five states.
Just some of the swing states and some of the states that mysteriously turned toward the end, toward Joe Biden, and they showed conclusively that even just this one issue, not even look at all the other fraud techniques that were used by the Democrats, but just this one issue was enough to turn the election to Donald Trump. And that
away from Donald Trump, right.
that it is, you know, this is overwhelming that if they, you know, if those people had not been doing that, if this fraud hadn't occurred, obviously Donald Trump would have won those states.
Yeah. Well, there is no reasonable consideration, Jeff, no matter how you did the math, that you could come up with Joe Biden getting 80 million plus votes. And you got an
exactly.
incumbent president getting 10 million more votes than he got the first time. And he still loses, considering where we were economically, energy independence
right.
on down the line. Yes, battling a pandemic, but he led us through this battle with the pandemic and gave us a vaccine with
right.
Operation Warp Speed. But, you know, his leadership was not acknowledged. It was impugned by the mainstream media, corporate America, and those globalists that want us to become a one world government and be beholden to the communist Chinese.
And you know, they really did that from the day he started his campaign in 2015. They attacked him, and they were unfair to him in their coverage, and they tried to derail him. They couldn't steal the election in 2016. They figured out a way to do it in 2020. They're still trying to attack him now and make sure that he doesn't run in 2024. But I think the American people want to get away from this Biden agenda. You know, we're one-third of the way through his four-year term.
Well,
and things are
yeah.
just hellish all over the country. And I think people are looking back to the Trump days and thinking, boy, we had it pretty nice. I mean,
yeah, and you don't have to go that far back.
Years.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to go that far. There's such a clear contrast here. And see, and what is giving rise to the violence of the left wing is they're realizing the American people are abandoning ship. you know, blacks are leaving the party, Hispanics leaving the party in record numbers, and they're trying to, you know, come up with some sort of, you know, new iteration and justification of it. And this is why they were forced to come up with this disinformation board, you know, with somebody who, you know, she's like Joe Biden. You know, I've maintained is that I think Joe Biden likes her because she's as wrong as he is on every issue of their discipline, right?
I mean, the head of the disinformation board does nothing but peddle disinformation. So, I mean, it's just, I mean, it should be comical. I mean, Alejandro Mayorkas is not doing his job, but he's putting this board together. You know, we don't have free speech, so they want to censor it more. Now the Twitter bid is up in the air. We don't know if Elon Musk is going to go through with that. I hope he does. Because Twitter needs to be saved. We need to have a free speech platform.
Yeah, but he's already putting a qualifier. I don't know if you heard this, is that he doesn't want Trump to run in 2024 because in his estimation, Trump is divisive. And that we were just having this conversation with John Fleetwood. And I said, well, you got to follow the money. Look where Elon Musk, who he's beholden to. He's beholden to the communist Chinese. He's beholden to the BlackRock state streets and vanguards, these huge corporate entities that have already declared that they want a one world government, and they've got strong ties with the World Economic Forum, which is an anathema to, oh, yes, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that we dream about here in America.
So I guess the option is Truth Social, Donald Trump's site. And I'm just trying to get in, Bill, because right now I have an Android. I can't even download the app. I can't even get in there right now. So I'm hoping to participate on Donald Trump's site when I can.
Well, and we will, and we need to continue, Jeff. You know, continue. Thank God for your program, our program, others like ours that are pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, to keep the information out there, because if the American people, and which is what happened for way too long, is they bought into the narrative, the false narrative that came out to be one humongous lie brought to you by the left, because as Lindsey Graham said during the Kavanaugh hearings, and that is their lust for power, power and control was such, and he says, I hope to God you don't get it. Well, they got it. And now we're seeing what that brings to us, right? We got about a minute left, Jeff. I'm going to let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
The work that we do, Bill, is incredibly important because we are presenting information that people are not getting from mainstream news sources. We've got to continue to expand our reach, get out there, reach more people that are not getting the truth, and try to tell them the reality of what is going on. I do think that even though the mainstream media is trying their best to prop up this administration, it is just so bad that the American people are turning against it in record numbers. I saw a poll this morning that showed that 80% of the American people say that we're going in the wrong direction. I'm hoping it's going to lead to a historic defeat at the midterms coming up in a few months.
Well, we can hope for that, and we hope that the people that do get elected in the midterms are serious about serving the people and not serving their own political interests, Jeff Carrere. Buddy, thank you so much for being with us. He is the Cajun Crusher on WGSO 990 AM. Thank you,
Jeff.
Are
you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a quarter of a million high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Welcome back. You know, May is National Foster Care Month. So what is the importance of the foster care system? And how, if the system works correctly, does it benefit and help children? Well, the foster care and adoption manager at Focus on the Family is with us to tell about that and her own personal story. Helen Richardson, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. Thanks for having me today.
Well, the timing of foster care, and I think that everything that has to do with families, especially in light of the movement of Roe v. Wade and what's happening on the streets across the country right now, this is quite an organic movement that needs to be considered in a holistic sense and in a complex sense, because there's much more involved than, deciding on abortion or deciding on life in its understanding. I think to understand what does life mean and how can we celebrate life? Because that's more, that's more holistic and I think more complete in its consideration, don't you think?
Very much so.
Okay. So go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and with that, it's just this complex line too. We want to make sure people know all life matters. God created that life. He has a purpose for that life. And whether it's a woman choosing the life of her child and whatever journey might happen for that, or women who have chosen life and maybe might not have been intentional with it. Sorry, I'm stumbling on my words there. Might not have been intentional with it. They still struggle and need support. And so what we're talking about is how do we support and love our neighbors just as God called us to?
Exactly. And I think this is the golden opportunity based on all the experience that we've gone through, Helen. I mean, you know, pro-abortion people are freaking out because there has been such a robust response after all the years of experience of Roe v. Wade. Women who say, look, I don't want my daughters to make the same mistake, you know, that I made. I am carrying with this. And I get it. Look, I get some people sit there and go, they're proud of their abortion and they want to announce it. But you know what? That is not the majority of American women who have suffered the pains of what was supposed to be safe and rare and what was supposed to be just, you know, a little tumor. You know, we're just going to excise a little tumor out of your body. And now science has proven what instinctively we knew from the get-go. Even from the first abortion, women's conscience were pricked in such a way that they were uncomfortable about it, Helen, and they had a hard time reconciling this. And now they're reconciling all this emotion and all this pain that they've been dealing with for decades and saying, they lied to me. Why would they lie to me? And this helps them understand the suffering, the pain they're going through. And also, it's bringing them back to the cross and looking to God and say, God, can you possibly forgive me? And I want to say in a loud, screaming sort of way, as much as it would go, if it needs to get through walls, whatever walls of resistance out there, yes, our God is merciful. And yes, he wants to forgive you. But you must come to him. You must trust him. He's the only one that we can trust. We can't trust Dr. Fauci. We can't trust these doctors or any government. But we can trust God because he's the same yesterday and today and forever. And he knows that we mess up and he's there to forgive us, isn't he? Helen, are you there?
I'm there. I'm just taking it all in. You've got a lot of wisdom you're sharing with your listeners.
Well, I kind of hit the Selah moment button and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I needed to kind of respond here because it's just, you know, I just feel like at times like this, it's the Holy Spirit that uses us and speaks through us because, you know, we want to be very merciful and sensitive and approach this the way God is approaching it and the way Jesus approached. I mean, here he is. I mean, he goes to the cross for this. Why would he? I mean, if not for this, then why would he go to the cross, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So here we are in considering Foster Care Month. I mean, give us an idea where we are with foster care, because I've spoken with many people on this issue, Helen, and boy, if there's ever needed to be reform, again, if we are a culture of life, then we think about the holistic aspect, every aspect of a child's life. What can we do to enhance and promote their success?
Well, the foster care system, when it works correctly, like you led with at the beginning, can be a great tool to provide, one, safety and stability for a child that's in need of it. So there are going to be situations that children are in a family or in a home of caregivers, and unfortunately something has happened that their needs aren't being met and they're not safe. And so they're going to be removed and placed in child welfare and hopefully with a safe, loving, our goal and dream too is with a Christian family. And then that child is going to be first healed and taken care of. But also the goal of foster care is reunification. And it's, you know, it's hard on us sometimes, especially as a foster parent and a former foster youth, to look and see, you know, where I'm at in life and someone else who's made bad choices, especially involving a child, which gets really hard and close to my heart and really close to my heart, mm-hmm. that they would have a second chance. But it was coming to know the Lord that gave me new eyes to see he is a God of redemption and redeeming mm-hmm. and healing people. So if we're looking at foster care in the same way, when children are removed, we take care of them first. And then alongside that, we are praying and ministering to that family that they would get healed and redeemed too, physically on earth, that they would be able to be reunified and be a whole new family, but also hopefully along the way that they would come to know the Lord. And so we've got, instead of having a broken family and separated and hurt still perpetuating on, we've got children that are healed and safe and now restored with a family. And we've got this family and caregivers healed and restored and in a new life and a new creation. So when foster care works and we come along as Christians in that space, we are acting as missionaries, and that's what we're called to do in all parts of our life, especially in our own backyards in these communities, as being missionaries to these children and to these families.
Well, Helen, that is the optimum, that they would be reunited with their parents, the ones that were co-laborers with God to create this child. I have maintained that with children, you know, here they are, they're of the parents, and there are certain aspects of that child's character that the mother can instantly relate to because it's of her. You know, because I found this dynamic even, you know, in our family. There's certain things about the kids I don't understand. My wife goes, you know, why are you making a big whoop out of this? Because she understands it. It's of her. It's easily, she can address it and handle it. For me, it's a round peg in a square hole, and it's problematic. And conversely, there's times when they act out of character that is consistent with my wiring, and I'm going, why are you so upset? You know, why are you so upset? So this dynamic, God has opened my eyes to understand. Now, you have shared a little bit about your personal story, and I want people to understand your passion and your heart, because this comes out of your experience. Tell our audience what happened to you.
So my story started very early on as a young infant toddler. Unfortunately, my parents weren't, as we call it in our house, were not making good life choices. And that resulted in neglect and abuse at home. And unfortunately, myself and my older sister were removed from their care and entered foster care. And then we bounced back and forth. They would kind of get things together and we'd be reunited, and then it would turn bad again and we'd be removed. And unfortunately, when I was 3, my father passed away. And then my mom was now a single mom, still in those same struggles, and it just kind of compounded on her, and that our time in care kept extending. And then when I was 6, she passed away. Mm-hmm. And that's when we transitioned to kinship care, which is relative care, or people who are like relatives, kin-like. Mm-hmm. And for me, I stayed in kinship care until I was 18 and I aged out and was on my own. My older sister stayed in foster care. She left kinship care and went to a family, and that's been her family for life and the path that she needed, although she was never fully adopted. And kinship care can be a great resource. It can be helpful. Unfortunately for me, majority of it was not good. Sadly, some of that family was abusive. I'm healed from that now, and I can understand what was happening and that they weren't equipped and they didn't understand and that they had their own hurts, and that comes out when you're not able to deal with it. But when I turned 18, I'm like, forget this. I'm done with family. I'm going to go make my own family. And then that resulted in my own poor life choices. But then I found Jesus. So I really, I did find Jesus. Jesus had always been in my life, and I now look back and see where he was always there. And it was opening my eyes and getting that veil lifted and giving my life to the Lord in my early 20s.
Now, your role with Focus on the Family, explain to our audience what you do, all the great work that you do there.
Yeah, so as someone who has a business background in fundraising, I never thought I could work in the space and be able to connect my story and my experiences with making an impact in this world, but the Lord opened up the door and using those skills, and I am able to advocate and speak for children and families across the nation. So the work we do at Focus on the Family is our program called Wait No More. And our idea is that families and children should not have to wait for incredible, children shouldn't have to wait for safe families, whether it's foster or adoptive, and that they shouldn't have to wait lingering in their case of having permanency through adoption, because there's over 117,000 kids in the United States today that are available for adoption, and that both adoptive and foster families should not have to wait for quality support. So we do this through our Wait No More events across the country. We do about 3 to 4 each year. And then we also provide resources and education. We do that through free booklets and books that people can access and request through our website, as well as our online content of articles and videos and social media. This month, for National Foster Month, we are releasing a series of videos from former foster youth and giving them a voice and a platform to share their stories and help educate and equip others. And the last thing to round it out is an exciting new program we're just starting to do is our suitcase program. So through a generous donation, we are able to provide a brand new suitcase, a brand new Bible, and a brand new teddy bear, because it doesn't matter if you're 2 or 17,
yes,
to children in care.
Excellent. Where can they go for more information? We got about 10 seconds left, Helen Richardson.
WaitNoMore.org.
Helen Richardson from Focus on the Family has been our guest. Thank you. God bless, Helen.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamil.